to Close It Now,
the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all.
This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Well, hey, welcome back to Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. I am joined today by I'm really excited about this guest. A lot of times we have different business owners and leaders of, you know, different organizations and people with products and services and all those types of things as our guest or authors. Today, I'm stoked because I've really gotten back to the roots lately. And if you've listened to the most recent podcast that released, we had a PJ Campo on with Campo Heating and Cooling. And so I'm really on this path right now to interview more sales reps, more, you know, comfort advisors, more project managers, more technicians, more owners on the interview cycle, because there's so many lessons that you can get when we talk about our journey, when we talk about our struggles, and not just people who are top performers. I want to get more people on the show who are at every level. So who do you know that would make a great guest, or are you the person that you might be a good guest for the show? I'd love to talk to you, and let's tell your story, because there's so much that we're all in these different places. And based on someone else out there is struggling with the same things you are, or more importantly, has struggling with something that maybe you were able to overcome, and you say it a different way than I do. And so we get to help more people that way. So with that mindset in place, my guest today, this is Andrew Randall. He is in Canada. He's one of our Canadian brothers. He is at Greenfoot Energy Solutions in Nova Scotia. Is that right?
Correct.
The province correct? Yeah. Look at me. I didn't even call it a state. I've got the province correct. And he's in Nova Scotia. Now, everybody listen up. He is year to date. This date of recording is July 31st. He has already done 3 million in volume. He's just shy of it. He's like right there, right on the cusp. But what'd you say, 50K shy from 3 million. He is on pace to do 6 million for the year because he's been going through cooling season, which, as you know, in Nova Scotia is not that big a season. So he's gearing up for the busy season, which will be as soon as it starts cooling up there. And so Greenfoot Energy Solutions, here's some more numbers. He is right now, his average ticket is 19K and his close rate is at 67%. So 67% across 3 million. So he is rocking it out. And so I'm excited about to have you on, man, because we're going to do something special today, everybody. This is not just going to be an interview. Yes, we're going to, you know, I want to ask Andrew some questions about, you know, who he is and some background stuff and have some opportunity there. But what I wanted to do, what actually Andrew and I were talking about this, what we wanted to do is a live coaching session so you all can understand how to grow yourself, how you can use this to self-analyze. If you're the manager or leader or owner, and you're leading a team, you can use this when you're helping your people as well. If you understand some of the processes and the thought process behind how we go very intentionally work on some elements of our presentation, of our process, those types of things. So today we're going to be doing this is an experiment. It's the first time I've done this on the show in 6 years. So I'm really excited about it as a live coaching session. So we're going to dive into that here in a little bit. But Andrew, welcome to the show today, man.
Glad to be here. Looking forward to it.
100%, brother. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into this. So give everybody a little bit of context.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, how long have you been in sales? How long have you been in the home services and the trades industry? All those kind of details. So a little bit of your highlight.
So I've been with Greenfoot Energy for 2.5 years now. Just before that, I spent a little while in waterproofing and foundation repair work for another company in Nova Scotia. And then before that, I spent 12 years running a not-for-profit organization that my wife and I founded. So bit of a background in marketing and graphic design and software engineering. So it's a mixed bag, but I just recently discovered over the last 3 or 4 years that I enjoy selling. I mean, selling is really just helping people with something that they need, right? Which is that's important to me, and to be able to do it in a space where we're helping people save energy and, you know, make their homes more efficient is a, you know, it's a great thing. I enjoy working. We work for a great company, great staff, and excellent support to provide to our customers. So,
man, that's really cool. Let's, actually, in our conversations, I didn't know that. Dive in for a second. I'm curious to know, what was the nonprofit?
Called 2C Beyond Ministry. So it's a Christian-based organization. We worked primarily in Ontario, and we would travel to lots of the northern communities in Ontario, taking a bouncy castles and carnival games and movie screens, and just providing, you know, a time of community, working with local pastors and supporting them. And it was a great time. Lots of really remote communities that don't have access to those resources. We were able to come alongside of them and show kindness and love to them. So
very cool, man. It makes me like you even more. I love when there's no surprise that we've connected, because when someone leads with their heart, you can instantly feel it. There's a resonance that happens there, and man, that's really cool to know about you.
That's true. Like when you engage a customer, and because you've talked about this on your podcast before, like how come two people can say the same thing, right, and get different results? And if you have to be compassionate in this line of work, you have to care, you have to communicate with that, with your tone, and you need to be real with people. And I've seen that with homeowners, like just that extra level of care, that extra level being aware of if they're having a difficult day or something, that can go a long way to, you know, earning their trust, as you like to say, right? So for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it, man. That's so cool. What's something you learned from running the nonprofit that's carried into what you do today?
Yeah, good question. A lot of it is about motivating people. It's funny, like when I made the transition, so I used to live in Ontario, and then we moved out to Nova Scotia. I was looking for a job in Nova Scotia, and I was offered the opportunity to take on a sales role at this foundation company. And I'd never thought of sales before, but I had a good friend at the place I was working at in Ontario, and I was asking them, like, would I be any good at sales? And she said, you've been selling for 13 years, you know, communicating and encouraging and motivating people is what sales is all about. And I didn't really make that connection until I got to Nova Scotia, and I realized, yeah, this... It is something I enjoy, and so all of those years of experience, being able to take something when you're working with volunteers, they're not being paid to be there, so you're having to motivate them, show them their value and their purpose, and how they're contributing in their community. That translates well into sales, helping a homeowner understand how this upgrade is going to benefit their family, save them money. It's the same conversation, and doing it with genuineness and care really sets us apart when we do that properly.
You know, that makes so much sense. But, you know, all the conversations we've had up until this point, you know, have been around, of course, your process and your sales in general and those types of things. And one of the things that I picked up on really, really early on in us communicating is how easily and how well that you are able to, you know, the quote unquote build rapport, but just connect with people. You know, I'm on this whole movement to get away from the word rapport. You know, it's so much more than that. It's way more than when anybody's ever, especially trained from a stage of just, oh, rapport is just, it's almost like coming at it from the opposite direction. It's like, how do you build just enough connection with somebody so you can sell them something, so you can get their money? And I despise that definition of rapport, because it removes every bit of the humanity out of it and all of the level of service. So I love that. In fact, let's start today. Let's redefine it as we're just connecting better.
I always talk to my customers about the fact that we're entering in a relationship. Like, because when you, for us at Greenfit anyway, we offer, you know, heat pumps come with a 12-year warranty, right? 12-year parts and a 10-year labor warranties. And I tell them, like, this is a long-term relationship between you and us. Like, so as much as we're sitting down today and making a decision, like, we're here for the lifespan of that equipment. So how you present yourself in that appointment with them, and how your technicians and how you answer your phones, it all ties together. And we have some amazing technicians. If people read our Google reviews, that people write pages of feedback on how kind and caring our teams are. So it's you have to have it all, though, right? Like, when they call to book an appointment, they get treated well. When we go to see them, they get a positive, friendly, caring experience. And when our teams come to do the work, it's the same thing. So it's fun to be the middle guy in that conversation and to. But people are looking for someone that they can trust. And as you talk about all the time on your podcast, this industry is plagued with dishonest, you know, shenanigans and people taking advantage of customers. So we, you know, I really work hard to distinguish myself from those people and let them know that I'm someone that's going to, you know, take care of them. And we have a lot of rebates and financing and different options available for people up here in Nova Scotia. And when you take the time to explain that to them, to support them through the process, you earn their trust. And it takes time. You have to, people can sense a fake person, right? They know if you're just play, as you say, it's not just about the script. It's about the heart behind the script, right? So.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I love that so much. And, you know, I heard a story one time that, in fact, this was a homeowner that I was, we did a big project together. They were telling me one of the other salesmen that they had, I just don't like salespeople in general for that reason. But they were saying the guy before me, she had just most delicious chocolate chip cookies I've had in years. She had just pulled a batch out of the oven and gave me a cookie. I was like, yeah, absolutely. Of course I'm going to eat your cookie. This smells great. Well, the guy before me, they literally tell me the story. She offered him a cookie. He said, yeah, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Thank you so much. Walks out I've got to go grab something out of the car. Walks out to their car. They're watching him through the front window. He gets to the car, opens the back door, and throws the cookie into the back seat. Closes the door and comes back in. Didn't actually need to get anything out of the car, just made an excuse to go throw the thing away. And they were like, that was so gross and so fake. They were like, you could have just said you didn't want the cookie.
Yeah, for sure. They would have respected that more, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Say, no, I'm working on my diet, you know, whatever. But so I want to, in the numbers that we just went through, and everything that you just said about caring for people, serving for people, building relationships, and clearly you're crushing it in your area, in your market. One of a piece that I want everyone that's listening to know is, talk to me about y'all's pricing, because one of the things that so many people think that, you know, especially as we're learning sales, technicians or project managers, whatever, it's always about price. It's always about price. And so I can guarantee you this is going through some of y'all's heads right now. Well, they must be one of the cheaper companies in town. So talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, what's funny, I get asked that question a lot by our colleagues, right? Maybe I'm doing something wrong, so you can correct me, but and the price conversation never comes up when I'm talking to a homeowner. It doesn't, because it all depends on how you start your conversation. Like, you talk a lot about, and you've helped me with this, right? The initial presentation, when you step into that home, what are you presenting? What I'm, the first thing I'm doing is telling, one, I'm kind and caring. You can sense that in my atmosphere, in my conversation, but I'm talking about the company, who we are. We care about the community. We're majorly involved in our community, and people see our vehicles everywhere. And so my emphasis always is on, this is who we are at Greenfoot. This is what we do. This is how we stand behind our products. This is my background. This is why I'm here. I got asked to join Greenfoot from the company I was working at before. It was a great choice. We have great technicians. This is not scripted stuff. It's just sharing and caring. And so by the time we get to the price, they're already decided that this is the company I want to go with. The only time price comes up is there's certain products that we have that are not priced competitively. Most of the stuff, we're definitely not the cheap guy, and we're not the guy at the top. And I tell them that. I say, we're in the middle. And what oftentimes, if someone says to me, oh, you're like $1,500 more than the other guy that was here, then I'll circle back and say, do they have the Greenfoot promise? Do they offer the warranties that we have? I mean, let's say it's $1,500. I say, this is a 10-year warranty on your system. That's $150 a year, less than $15 a month. Is it worth $15 a month to you to go with Greenfoot? Like, if the price was the same, would you choose Greenfoot? I mean, the answer is always yes, right? And then it's helping them see the difference. But when my approach is company, quality of work, integrity, and we have rebates like you wouldn't believe. So one of the things that we specialize in at Greenfoot, and myself in particular, is helping them navigate. And I commit to saying, I will show you how to get every available rebate. I'll help you with the financing plan. I'll help you with, and I have like handouts and email templates and things to guide them through the process. And as soon as you offer that extra level of help, you increase your trust with them. And they're not thinking about anybody else anymore. They're like, this guy's going to help me get a good quality system for my home or insulation or whatever it is we're talking about and help me get my rebates. The conversation's over at that point. We do have a lot of support for homeowners in our province, and that makes that part of the sales easy. So it's more about distinguishing and showing them why we're the better choice to do business with.
I love it. Something I want to ask you about, because so these resources and things, and this is for a, I guess, more of an a personal initiative type of a conversation. The resources and the videos and the handouts, those didn't come from Greenfoot, did they?
No, they were made by myself. Hours of time. You know, well, you talk on your podcast, this was one of your older podcasts, you were talking about Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, right? And he, I don't know the proper terminology, but he talks about, I think it's called like first things first or something. And what I was finding in my personal life is I kept explaining things to customers over and over and over again. And I've made it my personal commitment that once if I find myself doing an effective thing, especially over and over again, then I will stop and carve out the time and make something tangible. And I have these I sent them to one of the guys that was joining our group training the other day. And I have a flow chart of showing them, this is how you get your rebates. Here's step one. Here's step two. Here's a QR code to this website. Here's the phone numbers for all the people you need to call. Here's when your payments are due. I have another chart that I made that actually I can put their quotes in and it'll tell them the eligible rebates, how much they're going to be able to finance. I mean, that's 30, 40, 50 hours worth of work. But the long-term benefit is it benefits myself and everybody else.
How much does it pay you when it comes to time?
It pays off. There's a direct correlation between the amount of time you spend developing yourself and your personal tools of communication to your end sales. And it's a multiplication effect. Because if I take 10 hours or something to make something better or write a better email template and I use it, 5, 10, 15, 20 times a week, it's worth the time. The discipline is in realizing that you have to make that investment, and it feels like you never have the time, but when you do make the time, and sometimes it comes at the cost of contacting a customer back or dropping the ball somewhere else. But when you stack those on top of each other, it makes for it helps you achieve the numbers that you want to achieve. So.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and clearly, I mean, you're head and shoulders above everyone else in your entire organization. And Greenfoot's no small organization. You know, you guys are, from what I understand, pretty much across most of Canada.
I'm doing well. We have a lot of very successful candidates and lots of home comfort advisors who are growing, you know, and it's awesome. There's lots of support, lots of training available to our and we have a great sales manager. Shout out to Colin, because he's probably going to listen to this at some point. So we are well supported, well trained, and Greenfoot is a company that's always looking to improve. You know, I mean, when I started there, we had 450 employees. Now we're almost 1,200 employees. And so we offer everything from, you know, heating systems to solar to spray foam attic insulation. And we're just continually looking for ways to serve our customers. And so that makes it fun to work for, right? And so, mm-hmm. you know, they're giving me permission to be able to work with you and to grow my skills. And, you know, that's, it's fun. You know, I've appreciated leveraging the stuff that you've taught me, and I'm telling all the other guys, like, this is worth every dollar of and every minute of my time, right? So yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I appreciate it, man. That's great. And give me a shout, Colin. We'll come take the entire organization to the next level.
Can swim in the ice cold waters. Yeah.
I love ice baths. I'm all about it. Years ago, super quick story. This is story time for a second. That's what I love about podcasts. We don't have to stay strictly on track with the training and stuff. When I was in college, every year we would take a snowboard trip. Well, it was a ski trip, but, you know, me and my extreme sports people, we were always the snowboarders. And so we would go to Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And for anybody in the States, it's in the Colorado Rockies. And most snowfall in all of the Colorado Rockies is in Pagosa Springs every year. And it's named that because they have this network of sulfur springs in the area. So we, every evening, of course, especially college kids, co-eds, would go out to the hot springs and sit in the hot tubs after, you know, a day on the mountain. And right by this hot spring ran the river that went through town. Of course, wintertime, and we would get there, and I'm going to use, of course, American temperatures here. We would get out there and, you know, we were sitting in this 105, 110, 115 degree hot spring. And so me and my buddy, we would always start to, we would pick out the guys that were the, like the toughest jocks or the guys that were, you know, that really, really thought they were something. And then we would challenge them. It's like, all right, tell you what, let's go get in the river. Let's go do it. I challenge it. I bet you can't do a push-up in the river. And now the river is running by at slightly under freezing. You know, we was measuring about somewhere between 26 and 28 degrees. The flow was so fast that it wouldn't freeze. And so we would go out there and for the most part, probably 8 out of 10 of them, they would get about ankle deep, maybe knee deep, and they would give up and go back. And me and my buddy are out there doing push-ups in the water. And so it was always this challenge. So yes, I am absolutely all about the Polar Bear Club. Let's do it.
Yeah, the water's cold out here, but it's tolerable now. It gets warmer September time, early October, but it's certainly chilly. But that's okay.
No doubt.
We got thick skins out here, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, clearly you put up with me, so. But let's get into this a little bit, because so what we want to do is for everybody listening, we want to do a live coaching session. So setting a little more clear idea of what we're about to do is, you know, Andrew's been in the ecosystem for a little bit. We connected here a couple months ago, I guess, 2-3 months ago. And really, we haven't done any private coaching together. We've had a few phone conversations and that type of stuff. And then, so for everybody, if you didn't know, I launched the Summer Sales Surge series for Close It Now. We've been doing on Tuesday evenings. There's a couple hours every Tuesday evening for about a month, with 4 or 5 sessions of pulling out the different portions of this process and diving in and helping people with their, you know, with their process and presentation and closing. We did discovery, which is what we're going to do today. Permission, this whole concept of permission-based selling. And so this is a great episode because I don't know that I've specifically in almost 250 episodes, I've never repeated anything. I don't know if I've really dug in and just explained what permission-based selling is. I've talked about it and how to use it, but never really talked about what it is. So this is going to be a great episode. So what I'm going to do today for everybody is Andrew's recognized that this is an area he wants to work on. And so we're going to go through and we're going to take several passes through some portions of his process and really dive into permission-based selling. So context here real quick. Actually, let's go ahead and flip the switch into coaching mode. So podcaster hat comes off, coaching hat comes on. For everybody listening, this is Sam the coach now, not Sam the podcaster. So the way that we should do this then is, so Andrew, tell me in your mind, what does permission-based selling means? Tell me about this whole concept and talk to us a little bit about where you think you are, talk to me about where you think you're want to improve, and then we'll go to work in that space there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I listened to you talk about that a reasonable amount through your various episodes on your podcast, and it's the idea of asking for permission to share them information or to discover what they're, why you're there. So, and I'm really looking forward to this because here, for context on my end, I'm more of an information dumper with kindness and positivity. And so it's working. Obviously, the numbers are there already. But I recognize that I'm leading people. And there's a percentage of people that I'm not earning their business because of that style of approach, right? So, and that one in particular, I find that sometimes when, if you're the guy that's leading and you hit another leader, it really falls apart because they disrupt my normal flow of information and I come unstuck and I find those harder. And I remember you saying this a couple weeks back, like those people turn into, I'll think about it because I didn't identify we got two leaders in the room and how do I switch to, you know, asking questions to extract the information from them. And I what I'm doing is working, but I know there's ways to do it better and faster. And so I want to learn how to ask the question so I can give them the information I know they need, but rather than just blah, 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 blah. Here's your information. And the other thing that, for context, that makes it a little complicated for us as home comfort advisors at Greenfoot is we're not a single-based option. Like, so for starters, when I walk into a home, oftentimes one, we don't know what they're looking for. And we're specific when we answer our phones, we typically don't get too much information because we want to do that discovery process ourselves. We want to be the one that goes on the journey with them in their home. But it can be just, I need attic insulation quite often, and multiple services, solar as the top up to their choices. So I want to get better at asking those questions so that I can discover, you know, as soon as I'm in the home or as early as possible, what they're looking for. And for a start, and for the missed opportunities. Like if we're just go, and this is just for everybody who's listening, right? If you offer multiple services, or maybe you have a partner organization that you partner with and you get a spiff for referrals, if we can do a deeper dive, right, then we're going to discover other opportunities. And that's where I really want to get better at is focused questions that get me to the information I need. We have a short window of time to be in the home, and I want to make sure that I'm maximizing that time. So
I love it. And this is so this is one thing that the question process does. I've said this a lot of times throughout in the podcast. If we can tell something, or if we can ask it as a question, you know, the game that we internally need to always be playing is how can I make this into a question? Because the foundational concept here is it doesn't matter what we say, it matters what they say. And the moment that they speak it, it becomes real. If we say it, we're the we're just the sales guy, because it doesn't matter what level of relationship we've built with them or what level of connection. To some degree, that is still, if they say it or not, that's still floating around in the back of their head of, well, this is the sales guy and these are his, you know, this is what I'm hearing from him. But, and so as soon as that but comes in their mind, that's where they feel like they need to have the verify this. And so we trust but verify. That means, well, let's get some more quotes, or, well, okay, well, this is great. Send us to us. Now we have to do research, all these things. But if we turn it around and now they're the ones that are saying it, they're answering their own questions. And a lot of times the research people think they need to do, especially for everybody listening, is not necessarily, it's not always getting other quotes. Sometimes the research they think they need to do is really just them sitting in this for a minute and just really rolling it over in their mind. They go online, they start doing research, etc. But then what happens so often is they find out exactly what we could have found out in the moment with you if they had just had the ability to process it enough to be able to repeat back to you or to answer the questions. And so if we can ask it as a question, now we're giving them the space in their own mind to process those thoughts and then boil it down, because then they have to process the thoughts and boil it down in a way to be able to answer your questions or repeat back to you what they're hearing. Well, so many times that truly is all that they need to do to come to the decision or come to a conclusion, but we don't give them the space to do that if we don't give them the opportunity to process their own thoughts to form an answer to your question. So and I'm glad that we brought up the efficiency. This is a huge shortcut in the time frame. This is the reason I came up with this process originally is, I mean, in Austin, Texas, you know, I moved here my first year in the field here after, you know, doing some really great things, sent some records in my super slow rural area. Appointments were on average 2 hours. I get here and you're 2 hours in the house. You've been kicked out an hour in. And so I had to shrink things and get compressed time. And so I recognized real fast that this shortcuts a lot of that process. Because it gives them time to, it doesn't slow the entire process down overall, but it gives them enough space to consider. And once they consider enough to be able to repeat it back or answer a question, now it becomes real because they said it. And that's the decision process. You know, they don't need time to think, they just need to think. We have this story we tell ourselves that, well, that means overnight or that means days. No, so it's in seconds. People literally can think a decision in seconds most of the time if we give them the space to do it. So it's context for what we're going
to
go through.
Well, I think too, like, yeah, one of the things that I want them to do is to make the decision that the actions we're taking make sense to them and that they're right decisions. Like, as opposed to me saying, this is the right thing for your home, to ask the question so that when they answer it, they go, yeah, like, that's my problem. This, you know, attic top up of insulation or this high efficiency heat pump system, that's going to solve my problem, right? Or fix my pain, as some people would say. So yeah, but that's my problem right now. I tell them this is going to solve your problem rather than saying, can you see how this would solve your problem or whatever the link. And that's the hard part is I have to undo the bad habits. And they're not bad habits per se. They're just, there's a better way, right? And so as we're engaging here, Sam, that's what I want to learn is not just what to say, but how do you undo, you know, because when I'm in a, like, back to my background, like my background was teaching and training, right? So it's a lot of instructor driven, message driven. Here's what today is going to look like. Here's what we're going to do. There was no like, do you have any ideas? I was the consultant. I'm the one telling them this is how it's done. This is why it works. So it's weird to shift that mindset into flipping that to the question, like a question-based thinking, right? So,
Well, so coaching hat's already on, so I'll ask you, Randall, how do you, Andrew, I'm reading your name backwards here. I'll ask you, how do you think is the best way to go about this?
I think I need to take, what's, that's interesting. If I was just selling one thing, it would be so much easier, right? Because I'd be, mm-hmm. like if it was HVAC, I'd be saying, hey, tell me, you know, about your home and, what do you find it cold? Are there concerns about efficiency and stuff like that? So but now I'm thinking like, because we offer multiple things, it's the questions need to change. I don't know where to start, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, I'm usually the one advantage that we have is usually they want one, they're called us for a minimum of one thing. Oftentimes they don't know that we're a multi-service company. And I guess for me, it happens naturally. I was at a lady's house the other day and she called me in for spray foam and I really tiny bit of a crawl space. And I said, oh, that's cool. So did you have an energy assessment done on your house? In Nova Scotia, well, in Canada as well, they can get an energy assessment done on their home. It's discounted. It's very detailed. It's similar to what I guess you guys have, the manual J. So we use this thing called F280. But they get a full report assessment on their house, where energy is escaping, what they can do to improve, what they can do to their heating system to make their home more efficient. And so we use that as a tool to offer them, you know, the upgrades they're looking for. So I said, well, geez, you got that report? And she says, yeah. And then I said, is there anything else on the report that you're thinking about? And I could tell there were no heat pumps in her house. I'm waiting for her to say it. And she said, yeah, well, we're thinking about heat pumps. So we, you know, did you know that Greenfoot offers heat pumps? And said, oh, no, I didn't know that. And interesting enough, I didn't even have to say, she said, well, you can show us what heat pumps would look like for a home if you're interested while you're here. And I said, okay, sure. So I guess what I'm, for me, it's natural to get there, but I would like to get, maybe it's a script. Like I'd like to build a quick list of questions that I can ask them. I've read through your book that like the training man you have with your home comfort questions. Mine probably need to be more questions because there's more that we offer. And then I don't know how to get into the home and get to the questions. Cause it's, you know, people want to talk, they want to lead you right down to the basement or you'll show up the house and the ladder's already set up and go into the attic. So I guess there's two areas of development. One is just learn how to disrupt that. And it's not just disrupting it for me. Yeah. I make it easy for them because I just run into the house and say, let's go find your panel or whatever. And I realize that by doing that, I'm missing process. And then working towards, hey, can we take a second? I just got a list. I just want to run over some questions with you so we can fully understand what you want to accomplish. But the part that's weird about that, right, is like, and maybe this is just a question for you for later, but how do we, like, what if they only want an attic insulation? Like, it's going to feel weird if I walk in and do the whole sit down at your table and ask you a few questions. If it's like, I only called you for an attic. Why are we going through this problem here? So
there's two different things I'm hearing here from you. The first one is how to navigate that. And you almost nailed it. It's pattern interrupt. So there's the power of the pattern interrupt in a process is really, really, really important to understand. Because when we, to be able to take a conversation, because it's not only in that situation, say we get there and they just lead us straight to where they want us to look. Or it could be maybe you're with a client that just goes on rabbit trails and you could spend forever in a day listening to their stories, but you have a job to do. So we have to be able to navigate that conversation. Yes, we're not going to just cut them off instantly, but pattern interrupts are really, really powerful. So specifically when you're there and we're wanting to take control, first step is to validate. So when they're like, hey, it's perfect, you're here. We'll stay with the spray foam insulation. Perfect, you're here for the insulation. I've got the ladder already pulled down here. You want to go take a look. Step one is to validate. Absolutely. Of course, I'm going to have to get up there and grab measurements here shortly, but not like these two magic words, but first. But first is such a powerful pattern interrupt. So we validated it. Yes, we're going to do that. So going through it all together is like, absolutely, Andrew, totally going to check that out. I have to grab some measurements and look at the space here in just a little bit. But first, I'd love to go over a few things with you so I can get a better feel of what we're wanting to accomplish here. Because what you're wanting to accomplish has nothing to do with the thing that we're doing there. Because so many times, the foundation of this is they think they're calling for a product. They call for insulation. Now, we know there's a lot of reasons people could be calling for something, and it may or may not even be the solution they need, but they don't know that. So how did they arrive there? Well, they woke up and had a problem one day. And the problem built to the place where they got tired of it. So what they do, they started asking around with their friends. They started going on the internet. They Googled it. They jumped in their AI and landed at what they think might be the solution, but they're not the expert. So that the reason for that we need to pump the brakes there for a sec is, and it's my favorite question, especially for everybody when it comes to insulation, is what are you wanting to accomplish by insulating the house? Once I understand that, then we can take a look and make sure we're offering the right solution for what you're wanting to do here. Now, is it because, and if they don't have an instant answer, for a lot of times it's going to be energy savings. Great. Tell me more about that. And so we go down the question path. Sometimes it's, oh, we've got, you know, warm spots and cool spots in the house, and they maybe landed at insulation to even out temperatures. Well, that has maybe insulation. It may be something else. So tell me more about that. So it takes you right into the question phase of that process. And then once you understand what they're wanting to, the solution focus of those questions, then you work it backwards into, oh yeah, I do agree that this is going to be a great solution for you. Or, okay, well, sounds like this is going on. Have you heard of, has anyone ever talked to you about balancing the airflow in the duct? You may potentially have some other issues going on. Is okay if I take a look now? And so just really it's up to you to find the problem based on, because remember the problem is, or find what's causing the problem, because the problem is what they're experiencing in the home. Because nobody would spend a dollar to spray foam a house if they didn't have to. It's what they're wanting to accomplish by it. So remembering that in this conversation is crucial, because it'll help us arrive at those different things. So let's practice that, actually. I'll be your homeowner and get into that conversation, and then I'll just lead you off and practice the butt first, and then ask some questions.
So we're going to pretend like I'm walking in the house and you've got the ladder ready, like that kind of where we're landing on this one? Okay.
100%. Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, actually, can we do it? Can we try to go like one level up? Because what I love to try is I listen to your energy series podcast, and you have that one about how to beat the three bids concept. So I'm going to try to include my Google's chat with you. So I might, if it's okay with you, we'll start and just say, we'll pretend like I'm going to ask you, say, oh, what brought us here today? How'd you find about us? And I'll try to throw in my, you know, have you checked us out on Google piece. We don't have to go too deep. And then we'll move into you've got the ladder ready to go, if that's okay. Because I've been working on that piece a lot, and I want to see how it flies out with someone who's, you're the guy that's been teaching all this stuff. So we might as well see how we do. So, okay. That's one. Knock, knock.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, man? Come on in.
Sam, it's Andrew from Greenfield. Glad I'm here today. Appreciate you inviting me over.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, 100%, man. So yeah, totally. So I'm glad you're here. We've got the ladder already pulled down for you to get into the attic and check it out. It's right over here.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking that out. But before I do, I just want to ask you a few quick questions. First off, what made you choose Greenfoot as one of the people you were inviting into your home to look at what you need to get done?
You know what? We saw yours. We just see your trucks everywhere around town, and you know, just looked into it a little bit, and as just because we see them all the time, that's why we really thought of you guys.
And did you by chance have a chance to check us out on Google as well?
Yeah, we did a quick cursory search. We saw you guys have a ton of reviews and rated really high.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we do. We got a lot of people that have taken the time to go on Google and give us a review. I mean, we have 1,200 reviews for our Dartmouth location only, and 4.9 out of 5. You know, what I like about Google is it's, you know, you can't hide your reviews. Like, everyone is there for people to see. With that many people, you know, choosing Greenfoot and writing such a good review, it really, it's the reason why there's so many trucks around, right? People are making that choice. We've earned their trust to do business with them and to help them solve the problems in their home. So we're going to check out that attic in a second, but I just wanted to, you know, do you mind if I put my bag down maybe at your table there? Cause when I'm finished, I got to set up my computer. We're going to go through solutions, as soon as we're done today. Like, we're going to do that right here, where we want to value your time. But I just want to start by asking you a few questions, you know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. The table of work or the countertop, whatever's
more. Okay, cool. Great. Okay. Yeah. So just a few quick questions. So you mentioned the, you know, you want me to take a look at your attic. What are we trying to accomplish there? Like, what's your concern about your attic?
You know, we've got a couple things going on. One of them, the main thing is, you know, the rising costs of the energy around here. You know, geez, it's been crazy the last couple of years. You know, we're wanting to get our fuel bills down, especially that oil cost. And at the same time, you know, I was talking to a couple of our friends that have actually done this type of work. One of the things they said is the whole house seems a whole lot more comfortable. And so there's definitely a little bit of that, you know, they could probably take care of too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, we'll get up there, we'll take a look, and we'll insulation does change things. And in fact, you know, in here in Nova Scotia, as you know, like, we're getting pretty hot summers and we get really cold winters. So that insulation, you know, making that, adding additional insulation in your attic is going to solve both those problems. It's going to keep your house cooler when you're running that air conditioning. And in the wintertime, for sure, we're going to, you know, reduce the heat loss in your home and save yourself some money. But you mentioned, about oil costs. Like, so I can see from looking around here that your house is heated with oil. Is that a concern for you? Like, you know, the rising cost of oil, you mentioned that was getting a bit too high these days.
Yeah. It's been, it's been a big one. You know, as far as a concern, the concern is just the cost. Yeah.
So, if you're interested, one of the things we're going to do is do a full walkthrough through your house, and let's look at, you know, we're going to look at some ways that we can improve efficiency in your home. And one of them for sure is to take a look at your heating system. You know, we have some great solutions there. I don't know if you're aware of this, but here in Nova Scotia, we got some amazing rebates. You can get a 0% interest loan to upgrade your heating system to get you onto something more efficient other than oil. And potentially your family could be eligible for some instant rebates, as high as $25,000 in rebates. And, one of the things that we specialize at Greenfoot is that taking you through that process, helping you discover and learn.
So let's time out because I feel like you just pushed me over backwards with information.
Okay, cool. Okay, I do that all the time. So this is great. Yeah. So, okay.
Yep. So I threw you a couple lobs intentionally. I brought up the oil. And brought up the temperatures. So, coaching hat on, where do you think you should have hit pause and asked more questions in this conversation?
The temperature concern?
Both of those.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when someone brings, you know, when we, because every question, we treat it as a conversation starter. And with that idea, what that means is when we ask questions like that and we get answers that we know that either one of those paths, we could probably spend a little bit of time digging into and finding out more about. And I love the intro. Great job on the intro. When you have something that comes up that you know you can spend more time in, and this is, for everybody listening, this is the abbreviated shortcut version. So when something comes up and there's, you know, it's clearly something you need and want to talk about. Instead of going straight into, hey, I don't know if you knew that we did, that's a great segue. Hey, I don't know if you knew we did this. That can be the question. But instead of just going straight into giving information about how you solve and rebates at this point, holy cow, we're talking about money and stuff when I don't even know what the solution's going to look like yet. And so to use a rebate as a bait or like a hook to get someone interested can be a losing battle, because they may or may not even know that's secondary to having a level of concern or a level of even being open to hear information about that solution. Solutions first and then money later. So in that moment, so in fact, let's take it through there again real quick. And so I'm going to just drop a couple ideas here. When I said, you know what we want to accomplish by the installation is our fuel bills have been really high. We've got our oil bills high. And, I had some friends of ours that did the installation, and it just made the whole house a lot more comfortable. We've got some places that are, just not as comfortable. So we want to solve that. Personally, what I would have done in that moment could have been something like, okay, well, let's hit pause here real quick, because you just brought up a couple of interesting points. Let's take both of these separately. Tell me more about your oil bill. How high does it get? Is this a problem? So drive down that road. Once you get some more information about why is it a concern? Because until we know why something is a concern, we don't just throw solutions at it. Why is it a concern? Okay. And then the same thing with the other side is, so once you go down that path, it's like, okay, so yeah, insulation could be a solution for this. Are you open to, because we do a lot of different things, sometimes it's the solution, sometimes it may be a combination of things to really solve this problem. As I look through, are you open to, what I find, if I see anything else related to, health and safety, energy savings, building durability, especially these energy savings, is it okay to bring that to your attention as well? Absolutely. And so you're setting yourself up for success when you come back to them and say, oh, did you know that we did this also?
And that, I like that tie-in, because like, especially if we get to talk about the pain of their energy expenses and their oil bill, because, and actually one of the things that we could also ask is, do you have any other concerns about heating with oil? Because like in Nova Scotia in particular, there's a real drive to get off of oil. Like we've had a lot of incidences where people have spilt their tanks, leaked in their yard. And I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cleanup. And so we're trying to get that figured out. Right. So that's a concern too, right?
Around that. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Questions around that.
But so, when we switch to efficiency of our system, then they can really see that correlation. Like if you're spending $3,000, $4,000 a year heating your house, and you can have a heat pump based system that's 200% more efficient, there's a direct correlation between, the savings from that heating system change is oftentimes offsets the entire cost of that upgrade that they're, and they get more comfort too, right? So, okay.
100%. None of this comes up until you've done your full evaluation, all of the discovery, and then you're in presentation mode though. If you let them off the hook with the pain points too soon, that's why we need to dive in more pain points. And so, in fact, a great way to segue and turn the corner into different things is, especially if there's an issue like that, people's oil tank spilling and costing a huge amount of money to clean up, et cetera, ask a few questions about, do you like heating with oil? What's this like? How much does it cost? All these things. Have you seen what's been going on in the area lately?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. What do you mean? Oh, about the, and then reference a specific circumstance.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cause that's you'd be surprised, because most people will tell you their own story. It's like a trade. You tell them a story and they go, yeah, that happened to my friend too. Right. And I've actually had them cite like the same story. They're like, yeah, I heard about that. My friend lives two streets over. And it's when they're owning that story, they're agreeing with the fear. Right. So, yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah. Perfect. So let's do it again. And then ask more questions.
Okay, cool. So we won't do the Google bit. We'll just pretend we're doing the ladder. We got that far.
Yeah, just get started. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I've got the ladder set up for you over here, and come take a look at the, at the attic. So we can look at the spray foam.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we can certainly take a look at that for you. We'll do that in a second. But first, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about the attic and what brought us here today?
No, for sure, man. Yeah, sounds good.
So tell me what when you're thinking, getting up in that attic and doing some work in the attic, what are you trying to accomplish there? What is it you're hoping to achieve?
Oh, you know what? That's a great question. The reason we called is, our oil bill has been going up like crazy the last couple of years, the cost of oil. So that's part of it. And so, we were thinking this probably would be a good way to, to lower that, reduce it, insulate the house better. The other is, we had some friends that did this. They've got some uneven temperatures, so we're just wanting to mitigate that. And I heard that helped.
Okay, tell me more about the oil piece there. And you mentioned you're spending a lot on oil. What do you mean by oil?
Since we moved in, probably 5-6 years ago, it's gone up. We started doing the numbers. It's gone up about 20 or 30% every year. And, it got to the place where, if it keeps doing this, we're going to be able to live here at some point. So, and we know it's a mechanical, those types of things. So there's got to be better solutions. The house is older.
In my time here, we'll take a look at those and, if help you make, would you mind if I shared those with you?
Oh, no. No, that'd be great. Now, you guys are.
Like what would it cost a year to heat your house right now with oil?
Right now it's going to be, I think the last year we paid about somewhere between $3,000, $3,200, something like that.
And is that a lot of money to you and your family, that those kind of numbers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely more than we'd like it to be. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, if you can save, if you can save some money on your heating costs, what would you put that money to?
Well, It could be, right now, we're looking at getting back into, getting back in school. So we got to do school clothes. We got all kind of stuff to do.
Cool. Yeah. Every dollar counts. And if you can, if we can work with together to help you save some, save some of that heating cost, you can apply it to some other things. It's going to make a real difference to you and your family. So I look forward to taking a closer look at that. And so we'll do that. We'll, part of my time here is going to go take a look at that heating system downstairs and do a full walk through your house. And I'm going to, we'll build a list together of things that might be worth looking at. And then we'll sit down and go through those solutions and help you develop a list of the things that you want to take advantage of. And there's some other cool things that are available to you as a homeowner that I'll discuss with you when I sit down, as far as incentives and opportunities that are available to you too.
Okay, cool. No, sounds good, man. So let's go ahead and hit time out on this. Feel how all of a sudden the conversation changed right from the get-go. And this was, one thing I will point out, since we are in coaching session here for everybody listening that happens to be voyeurs, one thing that I feel like you need to pay very, very close attention to is three times now in this last conversation, you've cut me off and not let me finish my sentence.
I do that all the time. I get told by my friends and family that I do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So be very, very cautious of this, because anytime we're doing that, one, our intention is to, of course, listen to understand. And if we're doing that, the way that it makes someone feel, because this is so much of it is Eleanor Roosevelt, her famous quote, people, they don't care how much you know, and they just, until they know how much you care. It's how you make someone feel, because that's where real connection is made. When we cut people off, it makes them feel like what you have to say is more important than what I was just telling you. But you asked me the question and you didn't even let me finish the answer. So I'm spending a second on it reinforce it. But so pay close attention to that.
So, okay. So can we spend some time there for a second? Because how do you stop someone from rambling? Because we are on a time crunch and there is this fair amount, especially because we're a multi-service company. I have to be How do you, I mean, you just keep waiting until they stop talking or?
So you look for, and it's a dance. You know, there is a piece where, you know, the second it feels like they get off topic, they know they're off topic. You know they're off topic. If they're on topic and telling you more about the situation, let them. Because, you know, I was going to tell you about the, you know, a couple more things here that I was, of course, just inventing in my brain for this scenario. But if they're on topic, absolutely keep them on topic. When they start to drift, that's when we, you know, a lot of times need to step in. And so listen for the pause. They have to take a breath at some point, even if it's a quick one. When they take that breath, it's like, oh my gosh, I love what we're discussing. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways to do it. You can literally do a whole study on how to navigate this. But it's like, you know, some of the things I've always done is like, oh my gosh, I love what we're talking about. Now back to what we had started with here. You were mentioning about this problem. Tell me more about that.
Okay.
Or we were talking. Okay. So, oh man, this is great. Earlier you said about this. Tell me more about that. So that's a great way to get them back on track and right on the the path that we need to be on.
I think one of the things that I have to do too, though, is I need to spend some time taking a look at my time block. Like if I got an hour and a half, I need to, and this would be a great learning exercise, is allocate my time and say, okay, like, you know, how much time do I need to do my in and out in home analysis, like my measurements and walkthrough, and because we have the problem, which we've talked about already, of a good percentage of our time in the home is spent talking to them about the rebates they're eligible for. And they are the driving force of the sales process for us because there's so much available. So, but I hear what you're saying. I need to not cut them off, but I also need to, again, I guess if I ask better questions or more closed questions, that can reduce the amount of ramp.
Yeah. And so specifically in situations like that, when you've got to manage time and depending on who you're talking to, you know, always, always, always start with the big open-ended questions. When you come across someone that is a rambler, actually throttle down your open-ended questions into a little more closed-ended questions. And that's one way to navigate that. The other is to, you know, and you'll be able to feed off that. And so the things that need to be open-ended, leave them open-ended, of course. But so many times we're able to turn the corner by closing those off a little bit and allowing them less opportunity to just be verbose, to use all the, they don't need to use every word in the vocabulary for every answer. But you're right. This is, if you ask better questions, you get better answers and you get the ability to control the questions, meaning you also, by extension, are controlling the answers to a degree. And so it's a very powerful tool that you can use to navigate that.
I'm
100%.
Yeah, I do agree. I agree with your saying about the cutting people off. Like it's, yeah. That's I gotta really work hard on that because I never really thought about it. It isn't impacting my sales, right? But it's
at least that you know of.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. That's the 30%
relative. Missing. You know, relative, yes. You know, you've got some killer numbers. My question is, what could they be?
Fair enough. Yeah. I agree. I mean, and that's a good point. And we've talked about this before we went live. And like right now, we have all the incentives in the world, right? Like, anyway, there's so much support. But once that goes away, that's a new playing field. Then we have to, if I don't get my game high enough, well, it's easier. Then when it gets harder and they take away these incentives and our interest-free financing and all the stuff that we offer our homeowners, it's going to be, you know, more challenging. Yeah.
And this is a great lesson there's a lot of programs like that across North America, but all through Canada. And then especially up in like Massachusetts and all up in New England, there's a lot of different incentive programs for everybody out there. If you're selling to the program first, you will fail the moment that those programs go away, because no program lasts forever. Position the program as the extra cherry on top, as the side benefit but make sure to keep the focus on the solutions that you're solving for the homeowner, because that's where you get true commitment and lock-in. Is if I know that these solutions that my I'm choosing this because of what it's going to do for me, and the extra incentive is the rebate or the program, that's just extra bonus. But I would you want them thinking and knowing that I would do this either way.
Yeah, and in some ways the programs do a detriment, right? Because they make it so we saw that with solar. We had a solar rebate. It wasn't a very big one. But when they canceled that rebate on us, there was a for a month and a half or so where people weren't interested in solar. Now we have a 0% interest loan on solar. But it's like, if that goes away, you've still got to convince them and show, or maybe not convince is a bad word, demonstrate to them that these that these savings still make sense. And they do, right? These rebates just make it so much easier to make that decision, right? And this is why I wanted to have this focus for our training, is because the more questions I ask, the better question I ask, the more that gap is going to be built. But then the pain is going to be brought to the surface to say, look, it's painful. Like, Sam, so with $3,500, that's a lot of money on oil. Like, you know, and if that was reduced by half, your energy cost could be reduced by half. Would that be important to you? Which is
Oh, man. Yeah, that would help like crazy. We could use that for all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so one other piece here, when you're having a conversation like that, because this is the fact-finding discovery session, we're not offering solutions yet, but a perfect place to introduce a story. So this is where you find out what the problem is, ask some follow-up questions, find out how deep it goes, how big is this pain point for them, ask if we could, in this case, reduce that by, for example, half every year, would that help you or would that be important to you? They say yes. And then the perfect place to really emphasize this and social proof is, you know what, I'm glad that you said that. I had a homeowner just the other day or a couple months ago, right in this area, that was having the same experience. And what we found after we did their project is we reduced theirs by this much. And so all of a sudden it becomes very real, because here's proof. And so it like reinforces it right on top of that. So they're like, oh, wow. So you're not just making a number up that if you could reduce it by half, you actually see those results. So it's the proof right on top of what you're just talking.
I'm a story sharer. That's my background. I share stories of people that, oh yeah, we just one lady's put central heat pump in her house. She went from like $3,500 in oil to like $900 in electrical costs. She couldn't believe it. She said to me afterwards, she's like, no, you sat down at the table and you told me we'd experience these savings. But she says, we needed a new furnace because it was on the fritz and our oil tank was about to expire. So this was a good decision. But she said, I didn't realize the impact it would and the comfort level it would have on my family. Right. And so that, and then I'm setting the stage, because that's when we sit down, we're going to have the same conversation with them. Right. And they're going to see, oh, this, that was me. I can have that same experience for me and my family. Right.
They start to look into the moment they look into the future, they move from a warm lead to a hot lead. And so the second they're forward facing and they start asking questions about what would that do for us or what would that do for me, that's truly where you lock. That's the lock. Those are buying signs.
What I love about that future piece? I was listening to that on, that group training we had last week there. That's something I can do better at as well, right? Because like we quote on the spot in their home, right? So we're sitting at our computer building their proposal. That would be a great time to start that future conversation with them. Oh, what do you think it's going to feel like when you have that insulation done and your house is cooler, or you get AC in your kids live in your kid's bedroom or whatever? Savings, if you're able to get, save $1,500 a year off your heating cost, what would you do with that money? And because that's small talk, right? They can ramble on for 5-10 minutes with dreaming about that while I'm putting their solution together. And then now we've shifted. We're, like you said, we're in the future thinking. So price is no longer on their mind. They're already living with that benefit.
The work's already done.
Okay, that's really good. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use that right away.
Love it. Yeah. Good stuff. I wish we could go on. So for everybody listening, this is what coaching looks like.
Let's do a little plug for you, Sam, if you forgot a second, because I just want to tell you guys that are listening, like, it's one thing to listen to the podcast, and I've learned a lot from the podcast, but I have had one session with Sam already, and I joined your summer scissor, whatever we're calling that. And it's not
the summer.
It's not the same thing. Listening to podcasts is great. You have to listen to them to like 15 times to really learn from it. But when you deal with just your problems with you one-on-one, it's worth every penny. Like, it really, I was saying to my wife after we chatted last week that I just can't believe how instant the changes are, and just how the way you say things and resent them and help me think is I'm instant change, right? So it's worth it, and I'm glad to be here on you doing this live. But it's amazing how just little changes can have such a profound impact on your numbers, right? So, yeah,
love it, man. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And you know, it's really cool. And so, for everybody listening, if you want to do a live coaching session, reach out, because this is something I want to do a lot more of. I hope all of you have gotten some value from this. I know that you have, because it forces you to think differently. And having the real, like, live fire in the moment type of situation, holy cow, you know, somebody to just say, hey, do this, and now change it. Now, doesn't it feel different? Whoa, all of a sudden, you know, we're not learning new scripts. We're all of these things. These are moments that you can get instant results right away. This is a huge part of how we're different than, you know, here, learn the script and practice it and try that in the field and fly a little bird. I hope it works for you.
One of the things I appreciate is, like, you're doing sales training and coaching, but you have the experience to back it up, right? Like, and role playing with someone who's had, 15 years experience or whatever many years you've had, is it's different than, like, not that I would ever do this, but let's say I'm role playing with my wife, right? It doesn't work, right? But practicing, you know, you can play that stubborn homeowner. You can play the guy that's got his ladder up already or whatever. So that's helpful to be engaging on that level, as opposed, because it's hard to practice yourself, you know, in the mirror or whatever it is that we do to get better. But so just, I've appreciated that connection there too, to just, you know, and the fact you're bold enough to tell me that I keep interrupting you too. So someone's going to ask yourself, one of my coworkers is going to listen to this and they're going to tell me, yeah, see, that's so.
We've been telling you that. You know, that's where a quality coach comes in, that, you know, it's all in love and I want to see you succeed to the highest level. And at the same time, for everybody that didn't know this, you know, Andrew's given me permission to call him out on things along the way. So that's what a good coach does. You get permission to step in and say, hey, this isn't good sometimes. You've got to cut this out or change it. But it's from the focus of, you know, doing the right thing, not from, you know, I know there's coaches out there that are just douchebags and scream and holler at people in their training sessions and stuff. I've heard stories of several of the trainers do that, and it grosses me out. You know, we should only ever be lifting people up. You don't have to tear somebody down and then lift them up. This isn't the freaking Marine Corps. We're not, you know, breaking you down in boot camp to build you back up the way we want you. This is, let's start where we are and make you better, because it's iron sharpens iron.
And I think we're all different personalities too, right? Like, if you, one of the things you said in one of your recent podcasts was, like, a script is a script. You still have to be yourself, right? So part of it is taking the scripting and making it your own and knowing who you are as a person, because people, just like, you know, faking it, like the cookie thing you said, people will know you're faking it if you're not true to yourself, right? So it's, everybody's different in how we communicate, and some of us are more friendly, more open, more talkative, but it's still being real with that customer. People love real people, right? They want to do business with someone that they recognize as relatable, right?
Totally. 100%. I love this, man. So, well, we've got to land this plane. We're definitely out of time for this episode. I appreciate you being here with us today. I hope you got some value from this as well. I know you did. And yeah, so before we sign off, anything else you wanted to say to everybody before we go?
Just those that are listening, you know, go, like, I know, I think you talked already about having another one of these. The Facebook group thing we had that with all of us on was so much fun. Like that was very informative. It was fun to have different people across North America joining in. And, you know, so I look forward to the next one of those. And then if those of you are listening for the first time or just started getting this, go back and listen to the podcast, especially the ones where you're in the truck when you first started up. This is genuine material, and it's very, I listen to lots of training material, all different spectrums to grow as a leader, but yours is unique, right? And I'm grateful for that. And the podcast, there's a lot of free content in those podcasts that get you going. And then when you start with the free, you start seeing a difference in your sales. You know, set aside some of those funds from your extra commissions and stuff like that and invest in yourself to get yourself to the next level. My wife and I talked about it, and we're like, this is money I want to spend. It was worth it to me. You know, sales is one of those only things where you get better, it pays dividends, right? The harder you and the more you invest.
And it's lifelong skills too. Yeah. Love it. Well, thanks, man. For everybody listening, we did not put Andrew up to the... Yeah, to this.
Five free sessions.
I wasn't just, hey, come on and talk about the coaching.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of speaking truth when it matters, right? And I am very reserved in the when I give feedback on people. In fact, you're one of the only people I've ever done a review on Facebook or whatever. So I just don't do that. It takes a lot before I will speak that level over something I'm learning. And so this is good stuff. And I'm looking forward to the future as you continue to grow, right? And you keep getting better and we keep benefiting from it. So yeah, that's good stuff. Really, really pleased.
That's another example. Work harder on yourself than you do on everything else. And then the fruit shows. So I appreciate appreciate it today. This has been really fun. I'll definitely do this a lot more often. And for everybody that's listening, there's so many, if you want to know about coaching, sam@closeitnow.net, go join the Facebook group. Like Andrew was saying, this last mini course that we did in July has been so popular and such great feedback. I literally spent yesterday working back and forth with my AI, with my ChatGPT, and put together a 12-month calendar for a whole bunch more of these mini courses that I want to offer everybody. And so dive into the Facebook group, go fill out the form at closeitnow.net is the website, and get on the email list, and we will be sending out communication of when they're going to be happening and what the topics are, so all of you can hop in and get some up level. It's time to go to the next level. The time of doing things the old way is over. And it's pretty clear the second you step out in the field and continue to do things the way they've always been done, if your income is within 10% or your sales are within 10% of where it was year after year, you are not improving. You're not even staying the same. And the way we know this is inflation and price increases on our equipment. If that goes up and your income and your sales don't go up accordingly, you are moving backwards. And so it's just simple math. And so, yeah, let's get y'all to the next level. And so appreciate you being on today, Andrea. It's been a pleasure. For everybody else, you know how we do this. Go be someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.